But now Suffolk is blessed, as we well know, with a beautiful coastline and rivers. However, taking to the water isn't something that is always available to everyone. To try and improve access, a new community interest company has been set up called Mind, Body and Sea. Last week, young people from Level 2 Youth Project in Felixstowe went out for a trip with them. And youth worker Megan Pilcher recorded a bit of their experience for us, along with Phoebe, who's 14, and 12-year-old Libby.
I'm just on a boat, that's all I know.
Lots of seals, lots of boys, lots of birds, and also just looking out on the river, it's very peaceful.
Have you discovered anything new or learned anything today that you haven't before?
That bananas are bad luck on boats.
It's good to know.
So I'm Nick Bentley, co-founder and managing director of Mind, Body and Sea. We started last May 2024, when we received a brand new boat. We were kindly given the vessel, which is a 11-metre catamaran, powered catamaran. And I was able to design it to maximise versatility for taking people afloat. And in May, we decided to establish Mind, Body and Sea to formalise our wishes and direction to take people afloat on the rivers and the coastline of around Suffolk for their health and well-being.
My name is Megan Pilcher and I'm the Level 2 lead for the Mind, Body and Sea pilot project. We feel very fortunate to connect with such a wonderful organisation and to be able to offer six young people a chance to spend a day on the water. So we began our day by spotting local points of interest through Felixstowe and Harwich. We could see the port Felixstowe and it was so cool to see how big the ships looked. Then we explored some navigation, we looked at the maps on board. We were then lucky enough to see seals whilst we were eating our lunch. And I think the highlight was definitely having a turn at taking the helm of the boat. We all got to have a take a turn and it was surprising how fast the boat can actually go. We ended the day with fishing. Most of the young people, it was their very first time and we caught 9, which was amazing. We did not expect to catch that many. They were then very quickly released back into the water. Being out on the water has huge benefits for well-being and we all felt so lucky to have experienced such an amazing day.
Level 2's involvement has been great. We've engaged with the team and we've met a great bunch of people laying on a trip for the guys and girls who have come aboard is great. It gives them the opportunity to have conversations, to experience something different. We're currently on a spot in the rivers down at near Walton and we're watching seals it's a flat calm. The children are talking about it, taking photographs, learning about it, and they're in the outdoors, so it's great to be able to provide this, and this is what part of Mind, Body and Sea is about. Working with a huge range of organisations from Memory Lane, the dementia charity operating in Felixstowe. We're working with X Services, so we've got Blesma, who are a charity of limbless veterans, coming on board fishing soon. We're working with Combat to Coffee, again another veterans venture. Also with GP surgeries, particularly in the Felixstowe area, and we're getting referrals from people that are recognised by GP professionals as something that would assist them in their health recovery. That might be depression, anxiety, a whole mixture of medical diagnosis. We have a vessel and we can take people out and we've seen carers and all sorts of groups of people enjoy the benefits that they can get afloat.
That's Nick Bentley from Mind, Body and Sea. You also heard from Megan Pilcher from Level 2 in Felixstowe, along with Phoebe, who's 14, and 12-year-old Libby. Mind, Body and Sea, or oneword.co.uk is the website if you want to find out more. Maybe that's something that you or a group you're involved with could take out beautiful sounding catamaran and have a sail along the rivers and coastline in and around Suffolk. All sorts of benefits to getting out and about in the beautiful fresh air. Thank you very much to Megan Pilcher for recording those conversations.